Monday, August the 31st. Bank holiday in UK, except Scotland. Everyone is broke. The banks are closed and my father can't remember the secret code on his plastic money card. He had the nerve to borrow £5 from Bert Baxter. Fancy asking an old age pensioner for money. It lacks dignity. Pandora and I are now insanely in love. The separation only served to fuel our passion. Our hormones are stirred every time we meet. Pandora slept with the otter pebble in her hand last night. How I wish the otter pebble could have been me. Tuesday, September the 1st. Mr. Singh has had to return to India to look after his aged parents, so Bert has been told that he will have to move back into his dirty old house. Mr. Singh says that he cannot trust his women folk to be alone in the house with Bert. How stupid can you get? Bert doesn't mind too much. He says that it is quite a compliment. Pandora and I are going to clean Bert's house and help him move back. He owes the council £294 in rent arrears. He has got to pay the arrears off at 50 pence a week, so it is a certainty that Bert will die in debt. Wednesday, September the 2nd. Pandora and I went to look at Bert's house today. It is a truly awesome sight. If Bert took all his empty beer bottles back to the off-licence, he might get enough money on the empties to pay off his rent arrears. Thursday, September the 3rd. My father helped us to move all of the furniture out of the ground floor of Bert's house. The woodworms came out to sunbathe. When we lifted the carpets, we discovered that Bert had been walking about on a layer of dirt, old newspapers, hairpins, marbles and decomposed mice for years. We hung the carpets on the washing line and beat them all afternoon, but the dust billowed out non-stop. Pandora got excited at about 5 p.m. She claimed she could see a pattern emerging on one carpet, but closer examination showed it to be a squashed fairy cake. We are going back tomorrow with Pandora's mother's carpet shampooer. Pandora said it has been tested by Witch, but I bet it has never had to clean a filthy hovel like Bert Baxter's before. Friday, September the 4th. I have just witnessed a miracle. This morning, Bert's carpets were dark grey in colour. Now, one is a red Axminster and the other is a blue Wilton. The carpets are hanging on the clothesline to dry. We have scraped all the floors clean and washed the furniture down with a fungicide disinfectant. Pandora took the curtains down, but they fell to pieces before she could get them to the sink. Bert has been sitting in a deck chair criticising and complaining. He can't see what's wrong with living in a dirty house. What is wrong with living in a dirty house? Saturday, September the 5th. My father took Bert's bottles to the off-licence this morning. The boot, back seat and floor of the car were filled with them. The car stank of brown ale. He ran out of petrol on the way and called the AA. The AA man was most uncivil. He said it wasn't the Automobile Association my father needed, it was Alcoholics Anonymous. Sunday, September the 6th, 12th after Trinity, Moon's first quarter. Bert's house looks great. Everything is dead clean and shiny. We have moved his bed into the lounge so that he can watch television in bed. Pandora's mother has done very artistic arrangements with flowers, and Pandora's father has made an Alsatian flap in the back door so that Bert doesn't keep having to get up to answer the door to Sabre. Bert is moving back tomorrow. Monday, September the 7th. Labour Day, USA and Canada. An airmail letter from Hamish Mancini. Hi, Aid. How you doing? I hope the situation Pandora-wise is ongoing. She sounds kind of zappy. Scotland blew my mind. It was so far out as to be nuked. You're a great human being, Aid. I guess I was kind of traumatized when we rapped, but Dr. Eagleburger, my shrink, is doing great things with my libido. Mom's really wiped out right now. Turns out number 4 is a TV and has a better collection of Calvin Kleins than she do. Don't you think the fall is a drag? Son of a bitch leaves everywhere. See you, buddy. Hamish. I showed it to Pandora, my father, and Bert, but nobody understands it. Bert doesn't like Americans because it took them too long to come into the war or something. Bert now in his clean house. He hasn't said thank you. but he seems happy.